Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 1st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the year 2018.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, we are on www.voezimbabwe.com, www.voeshona.com and www.voendebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about you, the listeners and viewers, about the year 2018.
We wish to say Happy New Year to you all as you enter the new year with many hopes and aspirations. Many Zimbabweans struggled to make ends meet in 2017, but hope for good times this year is what is on top of the agenda of many.
To join the show right now, tell us exactly what you are thinking about 2018. We are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And so let's talk to you. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back. The number, once again,
0012-619-2077. So, sifuna ukuzwangana, sifuna ukuchithela isikhathi, kumele ukuthi libuye sixoxene khona lapho kunjalo fowethu.
Ongoka hama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichinzwa kwamuri zvamunoshuvira mugore ra 2018. Nekudaro makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera nasi zuva renyu. Hatina nyanzvi dzatiri kutaura nadzo Gibbs. Vanam zvinafundo.
Yeah.
Isicika fundo.
Isicika fundo labda no.
No, 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 no. Nasi kuti vanhu vataure.
Yeah.
Live talk yabantu.
Yeah, kunjalo foi.
Yes, so
live talk yabantu.
Oh yeah. Makasununguka kuti munge muchitaura vateereri muchitifonera tichitaura muchitudza kuti zvii zvamakaita nezuro muchipemberera kusvika kwegoredzva uye nhasi zvatichenge tichiita tinenge tichirova mumhanzi.
Yeah, kunjalo
kuti vanhu vambofara.
Bakabe chaimzima. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's hear the music. I mean,
indeed.
Singavachite isikhathi foi.
Oh yes.
Kunjalo. Good music there, Blessing, eh?
Mm-hmm. That's Killer T, the song Dejai Vira. Of course, we indicated, we'll be playing a lot of music.
Yes.
While we wait for people to call us so that we can hear about their resolutions.
Yes. But before, maybe before we get to one or two people, how is Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe is okay. I was there for the past 3 weeks on duty, of course.
Yes.
I mean, talking to ordinary Zimbabweans about their aspirations, how they are surviving. I mean, you can tell there are economic problems, but there is great hope amongst Zimbabweans. Many want to see the new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, succeeding. That's why you hear a lot of Zimbabweans saying, let's give him a chance. But of course, his biggest challenge will be the economy. because it seems that the economy did not respond very well to his leadership. Prices have been going up, especially basic commodities. Mm-hmm. So it's a cause for serious concern. And of course, he did talk during the inauguration, his inauguration, that his what he aimed to do was jobs.
And 100 you know? Days. 100
yes,
days,
indeed. Yeah. So mm-hmm. in those 100 days, like mm-hmm. The 100-day plan, which I think he adopted from the American tradition mm-hmm. of presidents. I think it was introduced by Delano Roosevelt first, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. to try and revive the American economy, mm-hmm. where he put in place 100 days. So that's the concept that he has adopted, and he's saying that after 100 days, there will be some deliverables. People will begin to see changes, mm-hmm. But people have not seen that much mm-hmm. of a change in Zimbabwe. So he has a lot to do because yes. The country, as you know, when former President Mugabe left, you know, it was headed for disaster. Uh-huh. So we hope he's going to right the ship. Uh-huh. But I think it's still work in progress.
So we'll continue from there, Blessing. So mm-hmm. I think we've got a caller right now on the line. Mm-hmm. It's Baba Hloniphani. Baba Hloniphani, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, Baba Nidanda.
Isiphile kakhulu ngaphona pho.
Yes, iphilile baba. Mina ngilapha eJohannesburg baba eSouth Africa.
Yes, so ungathini ke ngomnyaka omutsha 2018 baba?
Baba thina u-2018 baba sibonga nje ukungena eminyakeni baba. Sifisa nje ukuthi nasekhaya baba kakhulu. Sengathi ngingalunga bakithi, hey, ngoba lasa esikhona eGoli, hey, kunzima kakhulu manje. Siyafisa nje ukuthi mabe kuyalunga sike sebenzela khona ekhaya.
Ehhe, kodwa ubona ngazani wena ngokwakho sibili ungalunga yini nxa sukhangela?
Baba kakhulu sesikhangelele kulabo abantu bazombusazwe ukuthi ngabe bayakhulumisana phela kube khona ukuvumelana njengokuthi njengokumnyaka lowo sizokuyavota. I-free and fair election leyo yiyona phela ehamba phambili ukuthi abantu bakhethe lo muntu oyena abamfunayo. Yikho lokho esikhala ngakho kakhulu baba.
Awuboni ke khuluma labantu beZimbabwe nje ubatshele ofisa ubatshela khona baba.
Kakhulu baba, ngiyabingelela kakhulu ekhaya lapho engizalwa khona eFlagusi konkomo esibe. Ngibingelela kakhulu lapho ekhaya ubaba uSandaba, umama wamonandaba. Ngibingelele nje imndeni wakithi wonke onkomo. Ngibingelele abafowethu ophayilethi lapho esala sonke emayibuya ethembisa. Umndeni wami nje wonke ngibingelele kakhulu nonkosikazi kobulawayo laphana. Ngiyambingelela uPatience Ncube umama kaDileni. Ngiyababingelela bonke baba eminyakeni omuhla.
Awubona ke hloniphani, siyabonga kakhulu. Sibonga umbani
unkomo baba. Isibonga unkomo baba.
Sibonga kakhulu nkomo, ungadinela kusasa. Sibe lo mnyaka omutsha omuhle kakhulu baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu, sengathi nani basakazi bethu ngaba nomnyaka omuhle kakhulu. Siyabonga ngohlelo.
Sibonga kakhulu. Bye bye baba.
Bye bye.
So that is Tony Patty saying that he's hoping for the best. He says South Africa is no longer a good place to be, so he wants to go back home. Mm-hmm. And he says he's hoping for free and fair elections. I think that's it. Very critical, is it?
Indeed. Let's hear some music, Gibbs.
That's a Roman Catholic tune. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever attended the Roman Catholic Church session?
Indeed. When I was a little boy, I was, attending many churches. I mean, following my friends and, mm-hmm. you know, indeed.
Oh, you were trying to drum. To look for a home and in terms of churches, right?
Remember the Catholic Father?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They used to carry those things, you know.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, basically, Blessing, when you look at Zimbabwe right now and the coming elections, is there any kind of, the base being steered by any party? for the elections?
Yeah, I think basically all political parties are preparing for the elections. But there was concern at the ZANU-PF headquarters when, at the ZANU-PF Extraordinary Congress, when some, of course, led by Chief Fortune Charumbira, were saying that they wanted a combination of the army, the chiefs, and the war veterans to campaign for ZANU-PF. Uh-huh. That raised a lot of concern. But later on, they reversed it. There was actually a press conference called by the presidential advisor, Chris Mutangwa, who was saying that that was not going to happen. The army will stay in the barracks. So, indeed, I think preparations are underway, but we haven't seen a lot of campaigning, though you can tell that the parties are preparing
for the
elections.
So the army is in the barracks right now?
We hope they will stay in the barracks.
Did you see any in the streets?
Not necessarily. I think when I think about 5 days after I arrived in Zimbabwe, there was an announcement that Operation Restore Legacy had ended. But of course, there are still members of the army. They have not withdrawn completely. They are still at some strategic areas. But, you know, like at the airport, they'd withdrawn. But we know that, of course, there's the military police, the military intelligence officers that are still, you know, they might not be in uniform, they might not be visible, but they are still there.
Thank you, Blessing. So we keep on, you know, coming back to you and getting the callers. And
the
right
music.
Now we need the music, eh?
Indeed.
Yes.
The song The Achilles by Amara Brown. Tinenge tinemwe mutereri vasigauke makadi. Ndimkoma Blessing.
Oh, ini ndangu vrangu radio mai manyanza ndinona zvangu zvamusoro wenhau zvangu.
Aiwa, pana chakaipa. Musoro wenhau nhasi tida kuti mutiudze zvisungo zvenyu zva 2018 zvizva muri kushuvira. Mungava muupenyu wenyu kana kuti kuti nyika inge ichiita. Kuti munoda munoshuvirawo Zimbabwe kuti inge iri nyika yakaita sei kana kuti muchida kutaura nezvezvisungo zvenyu makasununguka.
Aiwa, inini hangu ndinataura hangu pazuva ranhasi sezvo vatiita atanga gweredza. Ini ndoshuvira hangu kuti Zimbabwe dai kuri kuti ikange iri nyikawo ichasundukirawo kubvawo pari zvino ikange ichiitwawo mukamukedu vamunangagwa handiti dai vakakwanisawo kuteerera zvinodiwa nevanhu vakadai nekusvidzira zvakadai nematongerwo enyika handiti. So ndinoona zvinhu zvakanaka zvingakwanisa kusundukira Zimbabwe. Zvingadai hapo kuti nyanyanyanya maningi munyaya yemari.
Ko imimiwo muupenyu
wenyu? Aiwa, ndezvitenda.
Ndezvipi zvisungo zvenyu?
Zvisungo hedu zvatingadai isusu pakungatitedu pakungatitedu kuchitakaitinganaa maningi kuteerera pamaelection dai. Aiwa, vakange vateerera izvozvo hadu pazvido zvevanhu, aiwa tinovavhotera.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vasigauke nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndinotenda mugoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Mr. Sigauke there saying that his wish is for Zimbabwe to prosper once again. And he hopes Mr. Mnangagwa will ensure that there are changes. And of course, the nation rises from the dust.
Yes, let's
the
get
music
the music
of Maji.
Yes, music of Maji. Let's go ahead.
Let's Attention,
Opoke.
Well, it's a boom better.
Just go buy my money for my cat, my mother, don't need some music.
A boy, we were sick, Nanny. Why, away, boy, it's a little.
Daddy, my man, see, I know him, but you will say what I saw him.
And I'm gonna get one of my Maganaka, because there is a Yaganaka. And I'm gonna own as the MV Mushina. And I've a marriage, Gwina Gwina. Nakapanda tufunga Katarina, tika sara taka stika pakona.
Kunyepa, dasa muna ruchiva, amuniku wana panambururu kanchiva. Dafa muna burita zilega netuanyi mwanonge sira, mchipa matera.
Arusi ruchiva, nire munu wenyama, andizuri nirupa rinomanya.
Tese tinaro, ropa nakataro, mune ruchiva, andisie makadaro. Paema ireve isha mani, pamakati mayu wadadone za musika.
Boy, we were sick, Nanny. Why, we were sick,
Nanny.
That's Zim Denzel music there, Boom Beto.
What's the meaning of Boom Boom Boom?
I don't even know. You know, this so youngsters, you know, it did. You know, I think that's the music of the moment. They seem to be doing well. You talk of Killa T, Winky D, Shinso Man, and others. You know, it's interesting times. I mean, maybe because the population, the majority, is actually 35 and below. Uh-huh. The youths dominate 60% of the population. Uh-huh. So maybe that's why, you know, that's the music that they want.
So, okay, besikhuluma lapha lo Blessing Zulu, ube seZimbabwe lapha kade. Khangela kunoko kwenzakala khona ngale elizweni. Sibona ukuthi ukhulume lo mnumzana umnanga kwa yena songumongameli. Bekhuluma ngokuthi ke intengo yempahla indaba ihlale ikhuphuka. Waphinda wabona ukuthi ezimgwaqweni lapha amasojungane sephungukele. Uthi ye ungaba khona abanye lapha nalapha kodwa hayi ungazani ukuhamba kunjalo. Njalo lokuthi abantu bayafisa ukuthi kube kuningi kakhulu okungenziwa nguhulumende. So ngizambuza ke omunye umbuzo ngalesi blessing. So looking at the way things are happening, is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Depends who you are asking. Of course, if you ask a ZANU-PF supporter, they will tell you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. If you ask the opposition, obviously, they will tell you that the only light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a disaster. But generally, Zimbabweans are hopeful, you know, that things will change because they've suffered enough. You have a whole generation of youths that does not know what being employed means, because unemployment is about 90% according to some estimates. Many are in the informal sector, so it's a problem, you know. Hope is something that Zimbabwe cannot afford to lose. Like Shaka Sali says, keep hope alive.
Yeah, so we actually have a blessing with the abantu balesifiso sibuthi Zimbabwe kube ilongazana kule ngoqhuwa. Kodwa ke singakaqhubeki live futhi sike sizwe kulomlaleli lapha ecingweni. Silobani ecingweni? Sakubona baba.
Yebo.
Kunjani?
Angikhona unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Justice okhulumayo.
Yebo Justice, akutsho ukuthi umnyaka lo omutsha ubona njani baba?
Umnyaka lo omutsha, mina ngiwubona nje ngibona ngani ungathi lethole okuhle lo mnyaka.
Ye, utsho ngani baba?
Sengisho ngokuthi mhlawumbe since upresident wethu sokulo president omusha leze sokungaba ne-change nyana nje. Plus, iwoku, everyone is just hoping for a change. So uyabona umuntu isengene in a position hoping for ukuthi everyone is just hoping ukuthi uzaba ne-change yabo. So mina nje nami anikho eZimbabwe kodwa I'm just hoping ukuthi sokungaba ne-change. Plus even if mangikhomunikeytha nabantu abasekhaya abanye engikhuluma nawo ukuthi what's going on ekhaya, is there any something, then abantu bangitshela hayi khona i-change khona somewhere yenze. So uyabona you can't just expect someone to just see a change in 2-3 days. But as time goes on, everyone is just number changes abakhona in a short period. So especially if I can look at it, someone who is just trying to prove himself in a position. So something like he's on fire to make something big change, you know.
I guess I'll so when you up one up of them, sir.
Oh, me and Tennis,
oh, yeah, Bopil.
Yeah,
I was spoken a cool Valencia. I want to Babu. Oh, Valencia City.
Mina and Nakadu would say, I don't want to hear that. Zimbabwe, Happy New Year to everyone in Zimbabwe. To my family in Zimbabwe, I have been a year to Allah and Yabatanda, who tells you I'm not Zimbabwe. Who to say I'm living with Canada, who will be Yabatanda, who governed to us in Zimbabwe. Happy New Year to you all, Yalitanda.
Wonderful. Spoke like a cool Nuzana, Ubele, Miaomucha. Okay, bye-bye. So that is justice. He's got so much hope, you know. Maybe he says things are going to improve. So let's hear the music so that we can keep people entertained, you know. Yes. Ugatenga kana shetu mupero Ano silandia nipa mendira siwa sineka Chinu wane chandino farira pero Deche kuti wane feka unenge waka feka chero Ugatenga kana tiresi mupero Ano silandia nipa mendira opura wintri Unga de tira usi pula usi mukira kumonasi ariko kubudasi Unga de kuboro te usimure usanyare tino sangana kumbare Nekuti chitaru chemungwe chicha chemungwe sakanongeza nechikunwe Unga de kuboro te usimure usanyare tino sangana kumbare Kunyango chida ulani ya ife kwa na chekichani Iri pupa pozishani Zime uno SS4 ya vasuna po Kana uchida chesi, raifu kwa na chesi Chingwondi panoshi Pondo, pondo, zevano vadafu Noshi zana sitiki mabondo Chinu wane chandino farira pero Ndeche kuti wane feko nenge waka feka chero Ugatenga kana shete mupero Ano sivandia nipa mendira siwa sineka Ne chandi no farira pero Deche kuti wari feka unenge waka feka chero Ugatenga kana tirezi mupero Ano sivandia nipa mwendera opura Winfrey
That's the song there. It's called Bero, referring to, of course, the second-hand clothes sold in most parts of the country. So that's King Shadi. He's saying that the reason why he likes these second-hand clothes, you never know, he might be lucky, you know.
Yeah.
It might be a hand-me-down from Schwarzenegger,
yeah.
Oprah Winfrey, Jay-Z, or or even Jack Chan, or, you know, Charlie Chaplin.
The only thing that I hate from this song, Singapore.
Yes.
Jay-Z.
Yes.
Pero. Yes. Madaf. You know. The lyrics that are in some of these songs. Complicated.
I know, but he's saying youngsters. That, you know, for second, don't be ashamed to wear second-hand clothes, you know. It might be from Samuel L. Jackson, the chain that you'll be wearing.
Or,
you
know,
it might be from Jay-Z, you know, he might have donated it and it ends up in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
So there's no need to be ashamed. that's what he's singing there, King Shadi. The song is called Bero.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So let's have some more music if we don't have a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been told we've got Namogoronga.
Come on, Namogoronga, Magadi.
Tino fara, Magadi, Ivo.
Aywa, tiripo, zvedu, mkoma, Namogoronga, tipeo, pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, ini angu regani ngotangana kutenda mwari ne kuti ratidza gore ra 2018.
Aywa, zvino kudzwa.
Zvakasvika.
Mm-hmm.
Ndina kungoti hangu zvishoma-shoma kuti gore rineri igore ratinoda kutora kurisa pamusoro zvakanyanyisa kuti ndogore ratinotarisira shanduko mararamiro atakaita gore ra2017 anga achirwadza akazotifadza yedu nokufiya kwemutungamiri wenyika chigaro asi vakatinda vachozve zvorwadza kuti tonzwa kuti vakarova vamwe kubhuruwa yoko vakanga varatidzira zvakanga zviri pamutemo zvino tikungoona kungoti kuti tibvise kumbimbi ndoga uku tese kana vanga vasina kuregista ngatiwedzerei kuregista tibve tachinda pa pamavhoti edu nouwandu hwedu 2018 rive gore reshanduko rive gore ratinonza rugare mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma nhamo Goronga.
Maita basa.
I think he's echoing the sentiments of many in Zimbabwe that they are hoping that things will change, but he's concerned about the alleged beating of Mutwaka's Republic Party supporters in Bulawayo. Yesterday, the allegations that they were beaten up at an army barrack. So he's saying that that alone shows that there is no change from the Mugabe administration. There is no difference between the Mugabe administration and the Mnangagwa one. So he's urging Zimbabweans to actually go and register to vote in this year's elections.
Yes. So let's hear a little bit of music, then we'll go to Joseph.
Indeed.
So, but, yes.
Shamari Jema tua janya shamari Timba yangu inga ya parara Dusha maida amane shamari
That's Mukanya, eh?
Yes, Ramada Mose. An interesting song indeed, you know, talking about family problems, you know, especially to do with how women are treated in the home. But he's saying also that, you know, she had been warned about an abusive relationship, you know, but I mean, it appears some family members were just pushing her to get married. You know, some of these songs do happen. I mean, some of these things do happen, you
That's
know,
right.
talking about domestic violence and all.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, starting with Joseph. But Joseph, kunja.
Ngiyaphila
kakhulu ngapha ngikhona khona mfowethu. Ungaphila emhlabeni la.
Ngisebutwana eThekwini.
Oh, kunjani eThekwini?
Kuthule nje kusele thina obhanda esisele
emsebenzini. Ye wawezi ubhanda lodube kuyameza, eh?
Hayi, akusamisi.
Akutsho umnyaka omutsha ubona njani mzana?
Umnyaka omutsha ngiyawujabulela sibili kakhulu kodwa bekuningi okumele. Ubaba wethu omutsha kumele asenzele kona ikakhulu thina esingaphandle siyosizwe sokumncedisa ukuthi siyise khonokho esilakho ngapha ngoba silama workshop sile mthina imithetho nxa ingaba kliye siyakwanisa ukuphenduka lezinto zethu sizoqala kutsha yikho nje sikhala ngakho njalo okunye okungani singabe ngama-politician sonke ngoba ekuqineni kuyaqina kungasaqedakali ngakube lezisebenzi kube labantu abakhuluma ngezombangazo ngoba thina abanye sifisa ukubona indaba ivuka ayikho nivuswa ngabosazibani thina laba kanye ngoba sesifunde okuningi ngokuhlala ngaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi wenizafuna ukuthi imisebenzi ivuleki imisebenzi kumele ivulwe yithi labo bani labo bani so isikhalazo zethu ukuthi kube le mithetho yelula sikwanisa ukubuya namakhombi ethu sikwanisa ukubuya ngemithino leithi meshini lokunye okuthile ukuze siqeze iziqalisele
indaba
yizo izikhalazo zenu
awubonikuhle
kuhle ngokuthi zitshintshe ibhasi
awuboni ke mfowethu sibongele kakhulu ukuthi ungena ehlelweni e
Yeah,
ungathina lokusasa mnumzana ukholise kola ngapho ube lo mnyaka omutsha omuhle kakhulu
yeah,
Yeah, kulungile baba. So that's Joseph is saying that Zimbabwe should have very clear laws so that when they go back home, they know exactly what they are bargaining for.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, let not everybody be a politician, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let there be politicians and workers, and, you know, society works that way.
Mm-hmm.
He says, too many politicians around. So maybe let's get to music, then we go to Mike.
Indeed.
Yeah, bit of music now. That's Baron Lila. Solomon Skuza. Remember the late Solomon?
Indeed.
Great man, indeed.
One of the finest departed genius. Tinamkoma Mike. Magadi mkoma Mike. Mkoma Mike?
Magadi zing.
Aywa, tiripoti pio fungwa zing.
Inini... Ndanga mbenge ndati fare indichi mbuka kuti Zimbabwe yana president mutsva.
Mm-hmm.
Asi manje pakazorowa vanhu manje apa. Ah, ndakaona kunge zvinhu zvangofana. Tatorongedza mabag dauta akuenda kumusha.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ndirikuona kuti hapana kana chakachinja hurumende ndiyo imwe chete. Ndo vanhu vamwe chete futi vaingorowa vanhu nekuuraya vanhu.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ndirikukurudzira maZimbabweans tese kuenda kumusha hatiregi hatiendei tinovhote timbovanowo hurumende itsva kwete yagara iripo.
Mm-hmm.
Inotibatsira mumatambudziko atinawo nekuti mapemits achabuda kwatiri kugara vangogarira nhamo. Saka ndiri kukumbirisa chaizvo kuti vanhu handei tinobatsira pamwe chete timbowanawo hurumende itsva nemunhu mutsva anounzwa manew ideas munyika yedu.
Mm-hmm.
Ndiwo chete zvinaida kutaura
kuvamwe ari kumboti chimbovapa inguva.
Nguva inopuhwa kakuwanhu vasina violence mukoma bracing manje apa vanhu vari kurohwa.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti tinofanira kuwana rusununguko rwekutaura pfungwa dzedu.
Mm-hmm.
Haikona nekuti ukangobatirwa shamo hauchataura zviri pachena zvaunoda kuti ubuditse.
Mm-hmm.
Saka kurohwa ikoko badzi kwationa kuti kana tichitongorohwa kurova kuti chiro chine mavhoti acho akatambanuka hawaniki munyika yedu.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti kana vanhu vatongotanga kurohwa kurova kuti ticharohwa kusvika zvanaka nekuti isu vamwe takabuda muZimbabwe zvakaibva.
Mm-hmm.
Tisu vamwe vanhu vakatiza muzvavo nenyaya yepolitics.
Mm-hmm.
Saka chikumbiro changu ndechekuti wani pari zvinezvi kana vanhu vatongoratidzwa nyaya yekurohwa kurova kuti sezvo 2018 iri padhuze tochingoshingirira tongoitai inonzi wafa wafa iyai
2018 matopinda akamukoma Mike muri kuti chiri padhuze
ndizvozvo ndakutotaura zvemavhoti kuti mavhoti atosvika apadhuze.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti inini pfungwa dzangu dzadziri kuti kana iri hurumende itsva tingaipi mukana.
Mm-hmm.
Sezvazvaitika zvita achipa mukana chaizvo kuti mboona nekuti hatingabatangoti mangwana manje kutoona kuti aiwa watokundikana wanawa nekuti kana watotanga kungorova kando system yanga ingoripo.
Mm-hmm.
Itakaumburudzwa musoweji munotonumu tikagesiwa musoweji kusvika tatiza tauya kuno. Saka pata takutota kuenda kuZimbabwe yasununguka woona kuti futi kuti vanhu vari kurohwa saka uroda hapana chachinja.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndoti makorokoto egoredzva.
Aiwa tinotenda tesewo tichifunga kuti tichitenda kuti Mwari vachakuchengetaiwo.
Aiwa ndinotenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
So, what is he saying? Because I think he's complaining a lot about...
Basically, yes, he's concerned about the alleged beatings in Bulawayo. And he's saying, you know, that that is a cause for serious concern.
Mm-hmm.
And he's urging Zimbabweans to vote for a new government in the elections that will be coming later this year.
Mm. Before we take maybe this next caller, that is Msunduzo Ndlovu, let's get a bit of music.
Quando
That is the Soul Brothers. You know the Soul Brothers?
Oh,
remember?
Yes. Oh, yes.
David Monson, of course, is late, but the guys are continuing with the journey that they all started. So out of the eight guys that actually formed the Soul Brothers, only one remains.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a big tragedy.
I tell. Yes. But they were a talented lot.
Very talented. And still talented, again.
Indeed, yes. Indeed.
So, Baba, ke umsunduzi wandlovu, osekhumane. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani? Yeah, I was on brother. I'll talk about kids, you
know.
I get for it. So, what in again? Om Yahoo Muchamza
Yahoo Muchamza, one of Figgy legend.
Eh,
Yeah, so manje ithi kube lihlobo kuphela ngoba manje phela sibe sisentangala thina singabathira bezibhabho kodwa-ke ngoba sekutshintshile kulo tshintsho olukhona sithemba ukuthi akube lihlobo-ke lo muntu ongenileyo laye asenze sibe phakathi kwehlobo ehlazeni lathi sidle uhlaza njengabanye abantwana abanye kwamanye amazwe
um so wena ongathi wena uyakufisa sinuntu kwenzakale okukhulu kakhulu ezibhabho lonyaka kuye
okokuqala mna ndunankulu into engayithanda kuphela ngithanda ukuthi kube kucishele indaba entethane echabi leyo yokuthi kulo mhlobo othile lo mhlobo othile
yabona
okunjengalapho e-South Africa ma ungabiza umuntu ngomhlobo wakhe uyaboshwa yabona lapho asiboqe nje sibe yinkathi eyi-one yinto yakuqala engayithanda ukuthi nje abuye nayo lubaba asenze nje sibe abantu banye ngoba le nto lena izozalela izalela ayingeke iziphele noma engabe kuthiwa kwenzile kuvuleka amathuba omsebenzi kungabi lokuthi hawu ubani kumele kuqashwe obani bengaqashi yabona into ezifana nalezi yikho kudala khona ukuthi thina abanye bagcine bejampa amabhoda bengala ma-passport uvele izingozi kudaleka la masela yabona so into engayichaza lami yiyo leyo ukuthi hhayi cela kakhulu ukuthi la yazwisisa lalela izikhalazo zabantu engabi ngintando ayiphikiswa ngoba kuzenza ukuthi kusasa abantu abanjengathi thina sinenhliziyo ezingane vele siyakhalala sijampela ngalo kwamazwe lincinga koko sikutholayo
um hhayi siyakuza kakhulu-ke baba Msunduzi Wandlovu ube lo mnyaka omutsha omuhle kakhulu le njabulo le ntuthuko mfowethu
orat ngokomvumo yakho dube bengicela ukuthi ngibulise ubaba wami usenqobane laphana ekuphelandaba um lo mama wami unanqobane labana bami abakhona lekhaya ngithi umnyaka omusha liwugqibe kahle lezakhamizi zonke nje zabokuphela ndaba sakhile edamu locingo ngithi hhayi liwudle kahle umnyaka omusha
aw uboni ke Ndlovini sibonge kakhulu mzala
siyabona usandini enkulu
okay babaye baba so that is Mr. Msunduzi Wandlovu is actually saying that the president Mr. Mnangagwa should actually listen to the people's grievances says that's very basic and he should do exactly that. And at the same time, he's appealing to all Zimbabweans to be one. He says people must forget about their tribes and whatever and have one goal to make Zimbabwe a better place. So then he says maybe then there could be jobs and all those kind of things. And he says peace in Zimbabwe. I think he's saying a lot of good things there.
Indeed.
So maybe let's give him some music, you know?
Indeed.
Madam Boss, cash control, sweet mother.
Good music, eh?
Indeed, that's Leonard Jakata featuring Progress Chipumo and also Suleiman singing about Madam Boss. But there's also, you know, one of my favorite tracks of all time. That's playing now. Maybe let's listen to Banolila.
Yeah. Let's get Banolila going. Yes.
nokumbila mabogo aswani ndingeni semana kukwete nokumbila mabogo aswani ndingeni semana kukwete nokumbila mabogo aswani ndingeni semana kukwete
Vanolila Solomon Skuza, you like it, eh?
Ah, indeed. I like the dances.
Yeah, because you can even sing along all the time. I think we've got a caller, eh? Mm-hmm. Sikhe sizwe silobana icinga ne? Yeah, ukanye ukhuluma
ke. Nemthelele. Ndiyana ari parunare.
Felix
Chakaveyo.
Yeah.
All right, Mkoma Felix. Tiudze itinzwe zvamuno shuvira mugore rino ra 2018.
Ah, ndobuti makorokoto egoredza.
Mhm.
Eh, ah gore rino iri takataridzira kwa neukama wakasimba, tirambe tine ukama wakasimba inini nemhuri yangu nehama dzangu dzandakanyanya kubatana nadzo paFacebook kuma WhatsApp group. Then ndakatarisirawo kupolitics kuti vamogenzangirai varikabve because ndakatarisira kuti vachatongawo Zimbabwe also vamunangagwa kubva zvavapinda. Ndakanzwa kufara nemabatira vanoita basa. Saka inini ndakatarisira kumaelection runoti zviite mangange zvidzokere paGNU zvanga zviripo zvazvo zvinorasa mutauro yakawanda wanda.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Felix.
Mune nezuva rakanaka, avo vari kuningirikina vari kungongoti hanzi vanhu varohwa vakomana. Aka munhu kana akanoprotesta pachechika hazvina kunaka kuti uproteste pachechi. Dai vakamira vaakubuda uchechi vozosumudzawo maplakadi kumhura Mwari chaye chaye kuuya uchiprotesta pachechi. Saka vanhu vangangomhanya kushora ani kuti yarova vanhu, but munhu kana uchiprotesta pachechi uri kumhura Mwari chaye pachake.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Alright,
okay, before we give a summary, let's hear the music of Tuku and Winky D
there.
Perfect. Perfect.
Also play church music. Yes. Also had the song Panurwadza Moyo by Winky D featuring Oliver Mtukudzi. Of course, as we celebrate this new year, there are obviously some who have lost their relatives. We are also remembering them, and you know, some are happy, some are sad. You know,
that's
accidents
right.
happening,
right.
People are dying even today. You know, we want to remind them that they are also in our prayers. But of course, there was also our caller Felix.
Yes.
He was saying that you know, he, if he had control, if he had the powers, he would have wanted another government of national unity, because there will be less talk. And he's also saying that he's not happy with the Mutkwaga's Republic party supporters who were demonstrating yesterday. He was saying that they should have waited until President Mnangagwa had left the church, and then they could protest, because he's saying that protesting in church, you know, it's something that is a bit problematic.
It's
I think the problem is, even if people were to protest in church, I don't think it's the biblical thing to do to beat them up. I think that's why the country has laws. People should be taken to court, you know, whatever circumstances. That's why it's a nation of laws. You know,
I'll give you 1 minute. Money issues in Zimbabwe. What's going on?
It's a big problem. I think this is why you are hearing people complaining. There's essentially no cash in Zimbabwe, and people are using other means. I think I'm going to do a story on that to explore how people are surviving using the so-called one wallet or EcoCash,
Bitcoin,
to do electronic
Bitcoin, whatever.
Bitcoin, I think those ones are more to do with investment, not like...
Yeah.
You will see them on the streets, you know. Yeah, if you want to buy something, maybe outside the country, that's when I think you can use those things. But you'll see those long queues and, you know, people sleeping outside banks. That is still happening. Of course, the government was saying that they are going to get a loan from the Afri-Exim Bank. But I don't think that is going to help a lot, because the country is in debt. So it will take time for things to stabilize.
Yes, let's have music, then we'll take a caller. I'm told there's a caller on the line. So let's get the music, then get to the caller.
Song there, Tender, by the late Simon Chopa Chimbetu. You know, when we were growing up, this is the song that you would play on New Year's Eve.
And you, you know.
And did you be doing the Dendera dance?
You know. You know it?
Oh, yeah.
I tried. I'm better than you, man.
Yes, who do we have? Tnan Parunari. Mubani.
Jeraya.
Jeraya, Mgoma Jeraya.
Hello.
Munoz Mgoma Jeraya, Jeremiah.
Ah, Jeraya.
Jeraya.
Yeah.
Murukupi Mgoma Jeraya.
Ah,
Kimbali, South Africa. Phone nya yasunya zonzwika manje Mgoma Jeraya. Indawo, asi nezro makarara makafika butsu muchimirira goredzi.
Ya kuho.
Ya, zvanani vema taurisa mukoma Jerai.
Okay. Ah, ndoda kurikotedza nese vakakwanisa kupinda mugore idzairi. Izvi ndione nhamo yatakasangana nayo muZimbabwe. Akuda kutaura pamusoro yepenya yakatika kubhuraira tiri kuziva kuti kuna vanhu vakarohwa vakazosungwa. Then wakutongwa noti hapana chatiza isingori sistemu igavhenmendi iringe ita thesame thing. Vose vaifunga kuti maybe kuona kwataita new president zvese zvichachinja zvesezvo nekutaura kwaita nzoni hei zvichachinja zvakadai nevanhu vachaita free so free yacho uri papi kana vachiprocesa zvinhu zvakanaka vanofana anogasitaura anozonzi voice of people with the voice of god ende zvava zvachitaura tazvitenda kwaari kuti ha maybe munhu achachinja but wazvakuenda nako achakuona achakuona zvakanaka plus ekuti zvese vako akaitiwa machiwenga mavice president yesi wakutona even next year tizoni maelections tihune hayatongomiritary zvei takupedi chance but akazvitandavasi handiona kune ndingokuudzirwa vanhu vakadisizio vakanyengedzwe nezvinhu zvingazoni zvamutegwa zvodini ha isinwe same government vanhu vari ipokare kana china mapa na obit mboveve angori masvakirese yevakaba vakadini kana tanai wacho ana chinonga ndimitare yacho ndo si government ndati kuita zvinhu zvaka dai dena na mugabe is the same thing saka muri kukumbira nyenye government ndiko iyo vango chinga constitution yavo I mean, whether it's in our politics, actually. Voice and I show no brother and I see demonstrator. And the one from the voice of people is the voice of God. It is a scary thing that someone needs. That's why it is. It's turning up to Avan, like Singavan, like the artist is in the river. I found the Singavan, never have seen. I found a good chair of Arguda. There is 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 a good chair of Arguda.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jeraya.
Aiwa tatenda ngoma.
Of course Jeraya is concerned by allegations of human rights. He's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa has started well, but these reports of beatings are quite disturbing. So he's saying that he does not see any difference between him and former President Robert Mugabe. And it reminds me of what MDC Vice President Nelson Chamisa was saying. He was saying that is the same head, different haircut.
Yeah, so if you,
that's what if you change Jirai your haircut.
Very interesting.
That's what Jirai is saying there.
Yes. Let's give Jirai some music.
It
yeah, sure.
In a full my okuruma dance, boy, am I a dance, boy? Is this a fake romance, boy? Bank, boy, am I a bank, boy?
Of Amara Brown, Achilles Gibbs. I think you are hearing that most Zimbabweans want things to work.
Yes.
And they want unity. They want their rights to be respected by the government. And they want a departure from the previous government led by former President Robert Mugabe. You know, of course, the events of 2017, I think it was a pretty significant year in Zimbabwe's history, the ouster of President Robert Mugabe by, of course, his Liberation War comrades, of course, led by now Vice President General Constantino Chiwenga. In November, that's when things started moving. And then, of course, the talk that was it a coup or it was not a coup. But yeah. It looks like
it was
a coup. So 2017 was pretty much an eventful year.
Very so much, yes. So why are people saying it wasn't a coup?
I don't know. That's what the African Union was also saying, that because I think there's a certain clause of the constitution that the alleged coup plotters used to say that the military can step in if certain things are not happening. And of course, the High Court said the army had followed the country's constitution. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I guess that was a very sweet
head
of the state constitution.
It did. Mm-hmm.
So let's get a bit of music and then we proceed as we go. I guess we don't have a caller right now.
Oh, yes, a bit of music, then we go to Tinashe, our caller.
Yes, let's get to music, then Tinashe.
Come on. Well, it's a boom better.
Let's go to Tinashe. Mkoma Tinashe Magadi. Tinashe. Aywa, Tirina Nijedu. Nezuro makapinda se mugoreja.
Takapinda edu mugoreja. Siye, inegu gunumuna kwa kanyanya. Siye, wanawezimbabu.
Kochi cha itakuti msoro utemi.
Takafara chaizu kapaka bitu wa mgabe kwa chikindo wa mnangagwa wamo zini chanaka sekutu wakataka taka yetu wa asi kukua unatupo waka ngo pindo wa mnangagwa zini zakama katanga kunyanya uoma especially kukira kwe ma prize zema basic commodity wazi katasa hizo zikeji ye nyama kuki wana $7 $8 Mangma Buja Katiana. Tao Tasika Paku Womir, Raman, Yana is Babu, no Kanoga, but I mean $20 later. I never say no one.
Asika wa mwari kuti mkomatina shanzi chimbova pae onguva. Avanga chinje zvinhu ne 2 weeks zvaka porongwa 37 years.
I was going to go to the house. Zanu PF ya gara hii zanu PF. Aisi ya kachinja. Ngoti chete ingori odi waini ya kango chinja bodi. Bodo rondora anyo wani batu. Yo waini ya ta gara ya ta ingo zwa kari. Aisi ya kachinja.
Hapana cha chinja.
Anu wa. Zanu PF aisi ya kachinja zivali. Kwa zona ni zure. Munu nga unore rogu demonstrator. I was a kid.
But Tinashe is saying that after the ouster of former President Robert Mugabe, nothing much has changed. It's ZANU-PF of the old, you know, the human rights abuses and all. So he's saying urging the youth to register and ensure that they vote this government out. I think, the issue of human rights is a serious concern for most Zimbabweans.
I think our time is up.
Indeed.
Normally, we don't have extra time here.
Indeed.
So, it's good you're back, man.
Glad to be back in Washington, though. Of course, I miss home. Home is always home. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our listeners, our callers, those following us on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Happy New Year.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying bye-bye. Melusi Moyos, we'll call you. Sorry, our time is up. Bye, Zimbabwe.